Let me see. If Lanny's clothes are all worn out, you'd have to buy them what?
Buy them new ones.
Okay. And if you want to buy them a complete set of clothes, you call that a what?
Ensemble. a suit of clothes.
Okay. Or put the two together, a new
suit of clothes.
Okay.
What are you getting at?
New suit. That's what I wanted you to say.
Oh. Oh, Lanny, you really look tanky. You need a new suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And if a man stuffs a lot of things in his pockets, the pockets will what?
Look as if he's got apples in them. You never heard of apples in your knees? Granddaddies have old suits and they never buy new ones. You say, oh, God, he needs a new suit. He looks as if he's got apples in his knees.
Okay.
Excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, and then, but you say if they're like that, the pockets are what?
Are you talking about like around a collar?
No.
It's old, it's frayed.
No, if I've got it, you see men do it often with a suit coat particularly. They'll stuff a lot of things in their pockets, and then how do you describe the pockets? They what?
Droopy.
Okay.
Tell me what you want, and I'll tell you if it sounds foreign. I never would have thought of his pockets are bulging. No, nothing.
Okay. Okay. Now then, to get back to the shirt, if a shirt is not samferized and you wash it, it'll
shrink.
Okay. And the past of that.
Shrink.
Okay. And then the past participle.
It shrank.
Okay. It has.
Shrunk.
Shrunk, you would use. Okay. What I'm after is the first one that comes to your mind.
It has shrunk.
Okay. Whatever sounds right to you, or whatever you think is right. If a woman is getting ready to go out at night, you say she's doing what?
Dressing.
Dressing, okay. And if she's being really very careful about it, going someplace special?
Primping, preening,
other terms like that?
Those are not terms I use.
Okay. Okay.
If she's really getting
those would be sort of
if I really want to exaggerate that which she was doing.
Yeah. You'd say you'd use one of those words. Okay. Usually when you go out you carry with you
pocketbook.
Okay. And if it was a more formal kind of
it'd be an evening bag.
Be an evening bag.
It would not be a purse.
Okay. Why not? When
It's foreign. I don't know. It's
okay.
Just not a purse.
Okay. Let me see. And then around your wrist, you wear a
bracelet.
Okay. And around your neck?
A necklace.
Okay. If you have a lot of little things strung together on that, you might call them
beads.
Okay. And would you ever call it a string of beads around your neck? Okay.
That's redundant.
Okay. Okay, and in the old days, to hold up their pants, men used to wear
suspenders.
You ever hear them
called? Galluses.
Galluses.
Only when you talk about Eugene Talmage.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, you already used this word. If you see somebody wearing a lot of funny-looking clothes, you call them. Or maybe
tacky.
Tacky. Okay. On a bed, at the head of the bed is that you put your head on. It's usually
a headboard.
Yeah, but what you put your head on is what?
Pillow.
Okay, and then some people have a longer thing that goes across the top of the bed. You know what I mean?